This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
To absolutely nobody's surprise, data from Yelp show that food delivery orders have doubled since this outbreak started. Dine-in service is, of course, a distant memory, so the restaurant business is almost entirely delivery, and some of the cracks are starting to show. Restaurateurs say fees charged by delivery services are just too doggone high and are hitting their bottom line. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that one.
Chef Ashish Alfred is a classically trained chef who owns several restaurants in Maryland. For years, he never had a problem with delivery apps. He just saw them as bringing in more business. With the coronavirus outbreak, Alfred now relies solely on takeout delivery. And with apps that charge as much as 40% in fees,
it's a huge, huge chunk of our money, especially because, you know, people are just, for the most part, using this money to pay their staff.
A class action lawsuit filed earlier this week alleges that companies like Grubhub, Uber Eats, and Postmates charge restaurants exorbitant fees, which in turn force restaurants to hike prices for people who dine in. We reached out to Grubhub, Postmates, and Uber Eats. They offered no comment. Douglas Miller is a lecturer at Cornell University. He understands some of the difficulties small restaurants have right now, but he says they have bigger problems than app fees.
For most independent small restaurants, very small margins. So I think them being closed is a bigger issue than using apps.
Meanwhile, Alfred is one of many restaurateurs asking customers to delete food delivery apps.
Look up your favorite restaurant, give them a call, see if they'll deliver to you. If they won't deliver to you and you don't want to leave your house, then do what you need to do.
Now, several New York City lawmakers are pushing for an emergency 10% cap on delivery. San Francisco already passed a 15% cap. Justin Brannan is a New York City councilman.
The mayor and the governor had the power to shut down in-house operations of bars and restaurants during an emergency, so they should be able to use some of those same powers to institute a temporary emergency cap on these delivery apps.
Plenty of restaurants won't make it through this economic crisis. Brennan says there's no need to squeeze them even harder. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.